what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition. Wayfair, every style,
every home. Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Darcy Ogundaga podcast, and today we're going to talk about what happened in Apple, iPhone 17, Apple Intelligence, and everything else with my co-host, Jane and Robert. They are AR robot, been working with me almost for a year. Let's listen to what they have to say and talk to you later. Thank you so much.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're plunging headfirst into a topic that's, well, it's not just making headlines, it's actively reshaping our entire world. And honestly, it's not waiting for anyone to catch up. We're talking about artificial intelligence.
Exactly. And this isn't some, you know, distant sci-fi future anymore. We're seeing these profound shifts happening right now, transforming everything from how we work, how we learn, even how we interact with our phones and watches.
Right. So our mission for this deep dive is to kind of connect to really insightful but quite different perspectives for you. First, we're going to unpack a pretty compelling, almost urgent, warning from AI innovator Darcy Ogundaga. He talks about the sheer speed and, frankly, the necessity of adopting AI. He really doesn't pull any punches.
No, he doesn't.
And then we'll pivot. We'll look at how a tech giant, Apple, is actually, you know, delivering that future right now. They've got these groundbreaking new products, all powered by their own Apple intelligence.
Yeah, and we'll try to pull apart what these two viewpoints really tell us about the immediate future. You know, for work, for personal tech, just daily life, hopefully help you navigate this incredibly fast-moving landscape.
Okay, let's unpack this Darcy Ogundaga piece first.
Yeah.
He sets a pretty stark tone right off the bat, doesn't he?
He really does.
He's not mincing words about AI being just some passing fad.
Yeah.
He explicitly says, and I'm quoting here, AI is not a fade. It's not something that is going to be like here for a moment and then disappear.
That's a strong statement. And what's so compelling is his declaration that AI isn't temporary. It's permanent. It's rapid.
Yeah.
And it demands immediate adaptation from like everyone, individuals, businesses.
Right. He says we all need to take stock, figure out how we function and find ways to be more efficient, faster, better.
Yeah.
Specifically with AI.
Exactly.
But then he puts this timeline on it. 18 months.
Yeah.
He warns that within just 18 months, pretty much every industry, every HR department in North America is likely going to require some kind of AI knowledge, like a certificate or proof you know how to use it just to do your job.
Uh-huh.
Does that sound realistic? Or is he just trying to shock people into action? 18 months seems incredibly fast for that level of systemic change.
It is incredibly ambitious, no doubt. But his confidence seems to come from a few places. He highlights, for instance, that AI infrastructure is the number one priority for the U.S. government. He even mentions, you know, talks between Zuckerberg and Trump about the billions being poured into it.
Okay, so big money, big government focus.
Right. That signals a huge shift. And he also talks about education. He predicts the whole system will look so different in just 5 to 7 years. Think about that. A 10-year-old today, by the time they're 18, how they approach college, how they learn, it'll be fundamentally different.
Wow. So it's not just job skills changing, it's learning itself.
Exactly. It's foundational.
And he gets specific too, doesn't he? He gives examples of traditional jobs already being impacted.
Yeah. And that raises the big question. What does this actually look like for jobs we thought were, you know, pretty secure? He argues, for example, that spending years training to be a web designer, kind of obsolete now.
Obsolete.
Yeah, he claims coding a website in 2025 without AI just makes no sense.
Huh.
And he goes even further with graphic designers. He says their job, the traditional way of doing it, is basically gone.
Gone, that's harsh.
Well, he means AI tools can now do so much of it. Concept generation, rendering, super fast.
Okay. And he also mentions executive assistants, receptionists. It says AI tools can immediately replace core tasks like phones, booking, calendars.
Right.
So his point seems to be AI isn't coming for your job, but someone using AI definitely is.
That's precisely it. It nails the core argument. It's about skill transformation, not necessarily total elimination for everyone.
So you have to learn this stuff.
Yeah.
You can't just assume your job is safe.
You really can't. And the responsibility for that learning, And well, it's probably a mix, right? Individuals, companies, maybe government programs.
Makes sense. He uses that website analogy, which I thought was quite powerful.
Yeah, tell us about that.
He reminds us, like, 20 years ago, lots of businesses, especially those person-to-person services, thought, nah, we don't need a website.
Right. Seems crazy now.
Totally crazy. He points out even local restaurants now often do more business through online to-go orders than people actually sitting inside.
Uh-huh.
So the implication is pretty clear. Resisting AI today, it's like trying to resist the internet back then. Just unsustainable insanity, he calls it.
It's a powerful analogy. But you wonder, is there maybe a bigger psychological hurdle with AI? Since it feels like it could automate thinking tasks, not just access.
That's a great point. The internet amplified us. Maybe AI feels like it could replace parts of us. That's definitely more anxiety-inducing.
Yeah. But Darcy argues ignoring it isn't the answer. And he gives these really concrete examples of where it's already happening.
Like the hotels.
Exactly. Lots of hotels now. No front desk staff. You check in with a machine, get your card, done. And AI receptionists handling reservations speaking 20 languages. It changes the value of, say, a human who speaks multiple languages unless they also manage the AI.
Right. And restaurants, too, using robots for orders and delivery to the table. It's creeping into customer service roles.
It really is.
So it all comes back to leveraging the tools. He talks about franchising your mind on demand. What's that about?
It's about individuals, authors, speakers, business owners needing to rapidly produce and share their knowledge, using AI tools to quickly create online courses, webinars, audiobooks, and getting them out there on podcasts, social media, websites, basically making your expertise accessible, often for a fee.
Huh. Wonder how many people listening are thinking, could I turn my expertise into an online course using AI? Have you seen cool examples of that?
Oh, absolutely. The speed is incredible. You see solo entrepreneurs basically acting like mini media companies. High quality stuff, super niche, way faster and cheaper than before.
And Darcy walks the talk, right?
Yeah.
He uses AI himself.
He does. That's what's fascinating. He talks about using AI robots. He calls them John and Jane as hosts for his own podcast episodes.
No way.
Yeah. They do the research, they debrief topics. It's a live demo of AI and content creation. He's not just talking theory.
That's pretty meta. And he even sort of teased the new iPhone, didn't he? Saying it launched today, September 9th, and would be all about AI performance, not just looks.
He did. He said it's about what the device can do, not what the device look like, which honestly sets us up perfectly for this next part.
Right. Let's dive into Apple. We've heard the urgency. Now, how is a giant like Apple actually putting this AI vision into our hands? What's Apple intelligence look like in practice?
Well, Apple's event really showcased this perfectly. It's about seamlessly integrating AI, what they call Apple intelligence, into everyday products. It fundamentally changes the user experience. And remember their philosophy. Design isn't just looks, it's how it works, what it lets you do.
Okay, so let's start with the AirPods Pro 3. Obviously better sound, better noise canceling. But what's the AI game changer there?
Oh, without a doubt, it's the live translation. That's the real aha moment.
Live translation. In your ear.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Powered by Apple intelligence. Imagine you're traveling, right? In a market somewhere. You want to talk to someone. Simple gesture. Siri activates. The noise cancellation lowers the other person's voice slightly. And the AirPods translate what they're saying into your language. Instantly. In your ear.
Wow. That's huge for travel, for connection.
It really is. It's like a universal translator becoming real. And apparently, it works even better if both people have the AirPods Pro.
Okay, that's seriously cool.
Yeah.
But it's not just communication, right? Fitness, too.
Absolutely. AirPods Pro 3 now have heart rate sensing during workouts.
Heart rate. From your earbud.
Yep. A tiny custom sensor, machine learning, an on-device AI model trained on, get this, over 50 million hours of data from the Apple Heart and Movement Study.
Oh.
So you can track like 50 workout types, and you get this workout buddy, a generative AI voice giving you personalized motivation. Like, that's a new record.
Yeah.
It's more like coaching now, not just tracking.
So these aren't just earbuds anymore. They're becoming like personal AI assistants for language, for fitness.
Pretty much. And they improved the fit, too, with more ear tip sizes based on tons of scans and research. Better water resistance, longer battery life. Up to 8 hours listening now.
Okay, cool. Moving to the Apple Watch. It's always been strong on health, save lives even, with fall detection, crash detection, heart monitoring, SOS, like that person rescued in a snowstorm.
Right. But the aha moment here, the big AI leap, is hypertension notifications.
Hypertension, high blood pressure. How does it detect that?
It uses the optical heart sensor and advanced machine learning to spot patterns linked to chronic high blood pressure. You know, the silent killer. It analyzes how blood vessels respond over 30 days. Apple expects to notify over 1 million people with undiagnosed hypertension in the first year.
1 million people. That's incredible. That's AI having a real public health impact from your wrist.
It's massive potential. And they've added a sleep score, too. Analyzes duration, consistency, wake-ups, sleep stages, based on data from over 5 million nights of sleep, giving you actual insights.
Actionable insights, not just numbers.
Exactly. And then there's the Ultra 3. Big leap there is satellite connectivity.
Satellite. So you can use it even off-grid.
Yep. Emergency SOS via satellite, sending messages, sharing your location on Find My, even when you have no cell service. They had to totally redesign the radio and antenna to talk to satellites 800 miles up.
Yep.
Pretty serious engineering for safety.
So it's really about what these devices can do in critical moments or for long-term health, powered by this intelligence.
Precisely. And the regular Series 11 and the SE 3 get upgrades too. Faster chips, always on display on the SE now, temperature sensing for ovulation estimates, sleep apnea notifications, all driven by Apple intelligence.
All right, let's get to the iPhones. The iPhone 17 and the new Air and Pro models. The 17 has the A19 chip, improved neural engine. What does that mean for AI stuff?
It means faster on-device AI. So generative AI, large language models, they run quicker right on your phone. Mm. More private, less reliance on the cloud for everything. Plus, better scratch resistance, that cool center stage front camera using AI for wider group shots and stable video. And live translation now works in phone calls, FaceTime, messages.
Okay, and the iPhone Air.
Okay.
Sounds like an engineering feat. Super thin.
Yeah. 5.6 millimeter, thinnest iPhone ever. Grade 5 titanium, super light but strong. And ceramic shield glass on both sides over the titanium frame. Most durable design they've made.
But the real AI story is the chip inside the Air and the Pro models, right? The A19 Pro.
Oh, yeah. That's the monster. This is where it gets really interesting for AI power users. It has neural accelerators built directly into the GPU cores.
Into the graphics cores.
Exactly. So it's not just running AI, it's accelerating it within the graphics processing itself. Apple says it delivers up to 3 times the peak GPU compute of the previous A18 Pro. They literally called it MacBook Pro levels of compute in an iPhone, tailor-made for heavy AI tasks.
MacBook Pro levels in a phone?
Yeah.
That's just wild. What does that actually let you do, though, especially with, like, photos and video?
Well, that power enables some really advanced camera stuff. The Air gets dual-capture video recording front and back cameras at the same time.
Oh, cool.
And the 17 Pro? It goes nuts. All 3 rear cameras are 48MP Fusion now, 8x optical zoom, ProRes raw video capture, which pros love for editing flexibility. And get this, Genlock support.
Genlock? What's that?
It's for super precise video synchronization between multiple cameras, essential for complex stuff like, you know, bullet time effects in movies on a phone.
Okay, that's definitely pro level stuff. And the Air is eSIM only now, worldwide.
Yep. Frees up internal space. They used it for a bigger battery. Combine that with new iOS power saving modes. They're promising amazing all-day battery life, even in that super thin design. Efficiency and intelligence working together.
Okay, so here's what gets really interesting for you listening right now. We've heard Dozio Gundaga's urgent call, adapt to AI now. And we've just seen Apple baking Apple intelligence into literally everything we might use daily. Mm. How do these two stories, the warning and the reality,
yeah,
how do they converge for us, the individual, the professional?
I think the connection is really profound, actually. Darcy's call for immediate AI adoption is being powerfully demonstrated, almost validated, by what Apple just announced. Apple intelligence isn't just, you know, some new features bolted on. It's making complex AI accessible, integrated, almost indispensable to daily life.
Yeah.
It perfectly mirrors those societal shifts Darcy was warning about, but now it's tangible. It's in the device in your pocket or on your wrist.
Yeah, it's not some separate tool you had to consciously decide to go learn anymore, is it?
Mm-hmm.
AI is becoming the underlying intelligence just woven into how things work.
Exactly.
And Darcy's warning that someone using AI will replace those who don't. That feels incredibly real when your AirPods can translate languages live.
Yeah.
Or your watch spots hypertension patterns, or your phone has MacBook Pro level AI compute for creating stuff.
Totally. These new tools show that the future of work, health, communication, creativity, it's all tied to embracing and using these intelligent capabilities.
That idea of franchising your mind on demand that Darcy mentioned.
Yeah.
It feels directly enabled by these new iPhones, right?
Mm.
The cameras, the pro video features, the raw processing power.
Yeah.
It lets individuals create and distribute content like never before.
Absolutely. It really shifts the focus. It's moving beyond just understanding what AI is to understanding how it fundamentally changes what you personally can actually do, what you can achieve.
Wow. Okay, this has been a true deep dive. AI isn't just coming, it's here, shaping our present and demanding our attention and adaptation.
It really is. And it definitely raises an important question, I think, for everyone listening to consider as they process all this.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, just reflecting on how fast AI is getting baked into everything.
Yeah.
From health monitoring on your wrist to talking to someone across a language barrier.
Yeah.
What old way of doing something, maybe in your own life or in your business, what's most ripe for an AI-powered transformation? And maybe more importantly, how will you approach that shift starting today?
Okay, thank you so much, everybody. You know, it was a joy really listening to my AR robot. For more information about everything I'm doing, go to reformationleadership.com and follow us on all podcast platforms, Darcy Ogondaga, Reformation Leadership. Thank you so much, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.
What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition. Wayfair, every style, every home.